USA News, I'm Jerry Varmash. One GOP presidential hopeful is criticizing the party's pledge promise.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie criticized the notion of pledging support for the GOP nominee as useless, linking it to the Donald Trump era.
We never had to have Republican primary candidates take a pledge. And the idea is you'd support the Republican whether you won or whether you lost. And you didn't have to ask somebody to sign something.
On CNN's State of the Union, he said that the Republican National Committee mandates signing the pledge to join the initial presidential primary debate. Christie stated his intention is,
I'll take the pledge in 2024 just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
I'm John Schaefer.
Another GOP presidential hopeful, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, isn't commenting if he would grant a pardon to Trump.
Well, I'm not going to deal with the hypotheticals, but I will say that every American is innocent until proven guilty.
Scott on Fox News Sunday did say he would clean out the Justice Department as president. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it was illegal and dangerous for Trump to have possession of classified documents.
It's just irresponsible action that places our service members at risk, places our nation's security at risk.
Esper on CNN State of the Union said the GOP presidential frontrunner kept the documents, quote, like a child with a toy. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee says China is feeling the heat from the U.S. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio talked about a bipartisan committee House Speaker Kevin McCarthy formed to deal with the threat of China. Turner said he expects a more tempered response to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who is in Beijing meeting with Chinese officials. The cleanup is underway in Oklahoma after storms packing up to 100-mile-per-hour winds ripped across the state. More than 300,000 homes and businesses were without power. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A report has Ryan Seacrest as the leading candidate to replace Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
TMZ reported Seacrest is being considered to take the reins after Sajak steps down. It's still the early going in discussions, though. Seacrest recently stepped down from his hosting job on Live with Kelly and Ryan, opening up more time for a gig like Wheel of Fortune, he says. Earlier this week, Sajak revealed that he was retiring from the game show after 41 years as host. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The SEC and Binance are agreeing to avoid a full freeze of the platform and keep American customer assets in the U.S. It comes as an ongoing lawsuit filed by the SEC accuses the crypto company of conducting an illegal securities exchange. According to the consent order, all assets from Binance's platform will remain protected in the USA and won't move offshore. The company said it's looking forward to defending itself in court. The chair of a Senate subcommittee says he wants more details about the recent merger between the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour.
What went into this deal? Who was behind it? And whether there was any improper conduct or wrongdoing.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal on CBS's Face the Nation. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. California lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday's drawing. Monday night's jackpot is now worth $380 million. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.